Most people agree that having a hobby helps people forget about everyday problems. This makes them happier, reduces stress and depression, and as a result, their life and relationships improve as the people are nicer and more relaxed. In this respect, Great Britain is no different than most countries. What is different is the type of activities that Brits do in their free time. Here are some very British hobbies. Some may seem a bit strange. Train spotting is the hobby of watching trains, especially old and rare ones, and collecting specific information about railway engines like their numbers. Train spotters are basically rail transport fans who make a register of the trains they spot or see. They are sometimes called anoraks because of the coats they wear. Knitting is the process of making clothes with yarn using two long needles. Famous people like Kate Middleton knit and have made it very popular among young people as a way of relieving stress. Times are changing too. Traditionally, knitting was a female pastime, but now more and more men are taking it up as a hobby. Bell ringing has existed for more than 400 years, and there are more than 40,000 enthusiasts in the UK, believe it or not. Bell ringing is a very social and fun activity that often involves visits to different towers and then going to a pub later. It is not as easy as it seems and involves learning complex patterns for different sounds. According to Wiktionary, pigeon fencing is the breeding, competitive showing, and racing of domestic pigeons. It requires skillful training and a love for birds. This activity has been done for more than 10,000 years. The world-famous boxer Mike Tyson is a pigeon fancier, and even Queen Elizabeth II is a pigeon racing enthusiast. Another word for walking in the countryside, rambling is one of Britain's all-time favorite pastimes. Besides being healthy, it is an easy and cheap hobby to practice. All you need is transport and a good pair of boots. It is a pleasurable activity that can be enjoyed by people of all ages.